800-260-0026.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Kingdom Network, and I said this morning, Jerry Robinson, we're going to be talking about a fascinating book. It's titled Bankruptcy. And we are in really very, very dangerous circumstances financially. Most Americans are not aware of this. If you still have a job, why, you know, things are not that bad. But basically, there are an awful lot of people who either don't have jobs or have given up looking for work, or certainly are working part-time or a couple of part-time jobs at fairly low wages. And America is not in a healthy position. And, of course, one of the things that really came to my mind and I learned and I started doing after reading this book is watching the interest on the 10-year T-bill, because, of course, as the interest goes up on the T-bill, why, first, the value of the bond falls, and as the value of the bond falls, remember, the bond market is far larger than the stock market. Why, of course, more and more people are going to begin selling their bonds, and who's going to buy them? Well, most people don't want to buy our bonds, because they realize, of course, we're spending money we don't have, and that means the Federal Reserve System has to buy more and more. They're already buying over 70%, 80% of all the bonds that are sold today, American T-bonds, are bought by our own Federal Reserve System. And how long can you keep buying your own debt and survive? A fascinating book. It's called Bankruptcy. Jerry, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and what your book's going to teach them.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Great to be on your program, and I just want to give a plug to your book. I have been really enjoying your Brotherhood of Darkness book, and you've tied the pieces together so well. And I know that you wrote that book several years ago, but it's still so powerful today. And I think it really dovetails nicely with the book Bankruptcy of Our Nation that you're referring to, the book we wrote. But you've been groundbreaking this information for a very long time, so I'm very honored to be on the program. My background, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness, of all things, and then I got saved whenever I was 17. And from that time, I learned that I had to question everything because I had already been burned once. And so I began to question, not question necessarily the faith, but I really began to question those who were teaching me, what their motivations were, what were their incentives. It finally led me to obtain a degree in economics, and I began to see a very interesting cross-section between money and faith. That is, that God views money as the ultimate competitor for our hearts. And so I realized that there is something very deep about money, not just the dirty money that's in our pocket, but the actual idea itself of money. Jesus talks about it so much in the New Testament. In fact, Larry Burkett, who, dear soul, you know, he spent a lot of time documenting all of this, and he showed that there were over 2,350 verses on money, wealth, and possessions in the Bible. And so that makes you wonder, you know, does God want everybody to be rich? Is that why he talks about money so much? Well, no. It's because he views it as the chief competitor for our hearts. So our message in our book is all about understanding money, understanding its role, and then also applying a faith component as well to it to help people understand the spiritual impact.
Well, you did an excellent job, and of course, the book really gives advice as to what people can do. And yet, of course, it always comes back to the Lord, which is so vitally important in everything we're doing today. So would you like to talk a little bit about that, something you've mentioned several times, about the importance of the interest on the 10-year T-bill, why people who are interested in what's happening to our economy, what's the interest rate on the T-bill?
Well, yeah, and the interest rates in America are determined by a very select group of people at the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve, which, you know, I'm sure you've told your audience numerous times, is not federal. It's a private entity that it's a quasi-government agency, and it receives its direction from the Bank of International Settlements. In fact, over the weekend, a lot of the big banks were meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, getting their directives and being told how they should coordinate and how they should operate. Well, the interest targets are set by the Fed. And the Fed, of course, has a whole lot of power in the whole monetary system. In fact, the Congress, derelictly, handed over power to the Federal Reserve back in 1913, violating Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which gave Congress the express permission to coin money, never to outsource it, number one, and certainly not to print money. The 1792 Currency Act forbade that, signed by George Washington. And now, of course, his face graces the front of the paper $1 bill, the fiat currency. So it's a really tongue-in-cheek and ironic that his face is on that, considering that he would have hung someone for making a paper dollar bill like that with no intrinsic value. Our founding fathers feared this. But that interest rate that you're referring to is very concerning. Because as it rises, of course, the bond price operates inversely. It operates the opposite. So they go down. Of course, bonds have been in a huge bubble. And the reason is that people are looking for safety and they're looking for yield. They're looking for a return on their money. The Federal Reserve has really waged war on savers, considering how low our interest rates are. But they're not going to be low for long. And the reason is because who wants to loan money to the United States government for 10 years for less than 3%? Who in their right mind would loan the government, this bankrupt government of the United States, money for 30 years for less than 4%? That's a huge risk. So investors are demanding more, as they well should. And this is just the market of interest rates, and we're going to see it rise, and it's going to continue to rise. And of course, all of those out there listening who have heavy credit card debt, which is adjustable rate debt, or they have adjustable rate mortgages, where they receive this teaser rate that's lower than the current 30-year mortgage rate, and they're getting a low payment now. Well, you know, over time, that's going to change. There's no doubt about it. And so it is concerning, and we do expect the interest rates to continue rising, Dr. Stan, into the foreseeable future. It is the only constraint upon inflation.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Jerry Robinson and his book, Bankrupt.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
Well, Dr. Stan and Sydney, Jerry's talking about the interest rate on the 10-year note. His book is fascinating in that it certainly makes suggestions for what the average individual should be thinking and doing. And one of the most important things he points out is diversify. And if I can stress anything, if you learn anything from listening to my programs, never put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Every one of you out there in the listening audience would love to get to be rich, but there are all sorts of schemes out there to get you to be rich, and most of them are going to end up somebody else making a lot of money and you're being pauperized. And don't put the majority of what you have into any investment, because if it turns back, it turns bad while you're in real trouble. And one of the strengths of this book is that it makes a lot of suggestions of things you can do. But you don't do one thing, you do a number of different things. If you have a question for Jerry, our telephone number here is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And Jerry, how can people get copies of your book and get in touch with you and your ministry?
And yeah, they can just go to our website, Dr. Stan. It's Follow the Money Daily. They can type that into Google, Follow the Money Daily, or they can just go to followthemoneydaily.com. Or they can abbreviate it, ftmdaily.com.
All right. Now, you were saying that you anticipate that the interest rates are going to continue rising. Why don't you pick up and tell people what you think is going to happen with our economy?
Well, what I think we are going to see, and it's really murky right now, Dr. Stan, it seems as if my crystal ball, which never works the way I'd like it to, has just fogged up quite a bit the last couple of months. With what's happening over in Syria and Egypt, it's very bizarre what's happening right now, especially in the U.S. economy. We have a lot of fear in the United States stock market. We have fear in the bond market. We have fear over the rising interest rates. So we have an entire economy that's really being driven by a lot of fear and uncertainty. And that's, of course, a recipe for disaster. We expect in the future to see the continual demise of the dollar. And when we talk about the demise of the dollar, what we're talking about in particular is the lack of use of the dollar. This is what's so important, what many people don't quite understand, is that whenever you see the Federal Reserve printing money, that's a wonderful benefit that central banking brings to a country, and the fact that the central bank can simply print more money. Back in the days of mercantilism, if a king wanted to print more money, quote unquote, he had to go out and invade a nation and take their gold, and then he could, use that gold to print money because there was a gold standard, Well, today all they do is they just hit the printing press button and they start printing money. There's no need to go conquer anyone or take their gold or whatever. Well, That system sounds great on the surface as far as how these politicians operate and how these leaders operate, but in reality, there has to always be a demand for those dollars. If you don't have a demand for all that printed currency, then it creates something called inflation, or hyperinflation is really what the case is. And that's exactly what I fear here in the United States, because we're seeing a waning of the interest in the U.S. dollar and in U.S. bonds. That explains why the rate's going up on the 10-year yield. But it also explains why we see the rise of other currencies like the Chinese yuan, the Russian ruble, even the euro, which many people have said for a long time was going to be annihilated. But I always disagreed with that thesis. I've always believed that the euro itself was in many ways a prototype of what the globalists wanted to achieve regionally. So the euro, they have a lot, these globalists who have created the euro have a lot of vested interest in it, and they want to see it succeed. It's been decades in the making, if not centuries. And so we don't expect to see the euro go away. So who is going to pay the price for that? Well, the dollar. The dollar is the primary currency that's going to be hurt by the rise of all these other emerging nations, and we're already seeing that. China and Russia are moving away from the dollar. They have been for some time. We're losing influence in the Middle East. Of course, our petrodollar system props up our economy. Most of these countries take dollars for their oil, but do they have to? Not necessarily. We're seeing tensions in Saudi Arabia right now with their relationship with the U.S., and that is a very pivotal relationship. If we lose our good relationship with the Saudis, and I use the word good loosely, I do believe we have a lot of economic turmoil that's going to result from that. So as we look forward, we see a period of hyperinflation. Dr. Standis, to be 30-second here, we see hyperinflation in the future followed by a period of great deflation. During that time, during that whole entire time, there will be manipulation of interest rates trying to stop the hyperinflation, and then, of course, trying to get us out of the funk of deflation. But that's what we see. We also see unrest like you do. We see unrest in the streets. We see the government failing to be able to keep its promises through the, you know, all the different benefits that it's provided and promises that it's made to its citizens. And so we're going to see unrest in the streets, and that's why we advise people to, as you mentioned, diversify, diversify, diversify. And we take a different approach on that. And we also tell people to have a plan B. If you're living in a major city, which 82% of Americans are, then we would urge you to have a plan B. You need to have somewhere you can go because we do believe this unrest will be some of the worst unrest we've seen in the world. Americans are a very violent people. They're heavily armed and they're highly medicated. So it's going to be a recipe for disaster.
I agree with you, and I think we're moving into a very, very dangerous period right now, and we won't get into this coming war with Syria, the coming attack with Syria, but for some reason, which is totally illogical, our government seems to be intent upon bringing military action against Syria, and if we suddenly attack that country with cruise missiles or something else, there are going to be serious consequences in this country. I really believe that. And I think everybody should begin preparing for very difficult times. And as Jerry says, of violence in our streets and tremendous reactions. And they're bringing our military home and they're training them on how to deal with the American public. Basically, this is also a recipe for disaster. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, anything we're talking about or comment, give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, Jerry, you talk about having a number of sources of income, a number of lines of income. Do you want to sort of explore that idea? Because it's vitally important that people begin thinking about how they're going to be able to provide for themselves and what I feel are the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. So why don't you pick up that thought, because you spent a great deal of time in your book talking about these lines of income.
Yeah, that's a very important topic, because the majority of Americans today have, actually the average American family has three income streams. The father or the husband works, the wife works often, and then they often have maybe a CD that's throwing off a little bit of interest. And there's their three income streams. But most of them are on the door of bankruptcy or one paycheck away from foreclosure. Most of them have zero savings. Most of them, in fact, are negative. because they have credit card debt, student loan debt, mortgage debt. So we have a lot of people who are living on the cusp, on the edge. And, you know, of course, the old tired recipe, which is tried and true, is if you want to get out of debt, you know, then save more money and stop spending so much money. But apparently, that's not really working very well because people aren't following those rules. Well, those are real basic rules. But the other thing that we can do is not just starve ourselves, not just try to cut all of our spending. How about increasing our income? Well, we can certainly do that. With the Internet today, there are many different ways that people can increase their income. And I'm not talking about going out and starting a huge Fortune 500 company. I'm talking about creating little side streams of income that can supplement your income during your working years, and then certainly in retirement can supplement your retirement income, because most retirees, Dr. Stan, are dependent upon Social Security and, if they're lucky, a pension or maybe a 401k. Now, both of those are highly government-controlled. So we want to have various income streams. We list 21 in the book, 21 different income streams that people can create both now and in retirement. And, you know, many of these things are very obvious. Many of them are things like, you know, putting money into an annuity or putting money into dividend-paying stocks or putting money into a 401k or an IRA. Those are all obvious ways to create an income stream. But some are more novel. Some involve things that maybe people don't have any money. Maybe all they have is time. Well, if you have time, you can turn that into money. What you have to do is you have to be creative. And we list several different ways, especially using and leveraging the Internet or other people's labor. There are so many ways to create an extra stream of income, but it requires people to turn off the TV at night, Dr. Stan. It takes some discipline, and I think that's why many people don't have, you know, enough income, is because they spend most of their time, you know, playing and not really working smart.
And ladies and gentlemen, you better start thinking about how you're going to look after yourself when it comes time for retirement. And this is the time to do it. We're living in a period where there still are opportunities, certainly through Radio Liberty, why we've set up some side businesses. Of course, we utilize that information to go into our ministry. But, of course, and the reason we're able to live and live comfortably is because we purchased some offices and some property years ago, and that gives us an income stream. And without that, living off of Social Security would be quite impossible. We couldn't do any of the things that we do. But because we did make the preparations and do some of the things Jerry suggested, although he has so many suggestions there, it makes the whole book well worthwhile. Once again, Jerry, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get hold of your book, Bankruptcy?
Yeah, they can go to our website. It's ftmdaily.com. That's followthemoneydaily.com. And they can pick up a copy of our book right there. It's called Bankruptcy of Our Nation. Or they can go to Amazon. It's probably cheaper on Amazon.
All right. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-800-1877, I should say, 254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that as I read the Internet this morning and see that our naval ships are moving towards the coast there, eastern coast of the Mediterranean, preparing for an attack on Syria. We can't simply go around and bombarding or attacking other countries because, of course, President Obama wants to. And remember, President Obama is simply carrying out the dictates that are given to him by his national security advisor, who always come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. President Obama simply does what he is told to do, but the elite who run our country seem to be intent upon involving us in another war at this time. And remember what happened, the great success we had from our war with Iraq and from our war with Afghanistan and from our war with Korea, with Vietnam, and all the other wars that we've been involved in, the great victories. Well, ladies and gentlemen, none of them were victories, and and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice is not going to sleep forever. We're going to be back in just a few moments here with Jerry Robinson. And, of course, if you have a question or a comment, again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But we're moving into very, very dangerous times. And I really do believe the imminence of another war, and this war may be different than the other wars we've been involved in, certainly over there, because neither one of those countries had access to weapons that could be used against America. But remember, what is Syria's strongest ally? Why, it's Iran. And Iran does have certainly intermediate-range missiles. They may even have long-range missiles. And I personally believe they do have the weapons. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Jerry Robinson, his book, A Bankruptcy of the United States. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, good morning, Stan. I'm Ann, and I'm calling about the fact that the Senate Bill 744 is going to overwhelm our system if we don't stop it, and we need to call the Republicans. in the U.S. House of Representatives. And if everybody would just make a couple of calls or five calls to especially the people who are promoting the House allowing any bill on the floor of the House. We have to stop any bill on the floor of the House because by hook or by crook, it can get back to 744.
Now, so, basically, you're going to have to explain to our listeners what the legislation is.
Okay, what it does is it allows anybody who's here who's an illegal, they get legal status. And that means that they then can compete for, like UPS drivers, IT jobs, engineering jobs. Our current unemployment, according to a Gallup poll that was last week, is approximately 23%. And these people will take away our jobs. And I'm having a film that's presented. It's called They Come to America Part 2 tomorrow night in the Thornton, Colorado, which is North Denver metropolitan area, at I-25 and 104th at the Gander Mountain Sporting Goods store at 6:30 tomorrow night on the 27th. So it shows what's exactly going on, or it's a bird's eye view of some of what's going on at the border, which is, you know, the terrorists are in control of our borders. The drug cartels and the gangs and all that are really in control because it's all, you know, they're all bought off. Meaning, you know, you're not to look, you're not to tell the truth about it. But we have to stand up as Americans because it'll create a one Communist Party America because they want the voters, meaning the Democrat Party wants the voters. And, we won't have representative government anymore. So we have to take the time and make the sacrifice to make the phone calls. And if you can make a one or two line personal, letter, handwritten, to the U.S. Republican. We don't focus on the Democrats because the Democrats are forced to go along with the agenda of the Democrat Party. So we have to force the Republicans to do the right thing, and especially, if we could, to defund Obamacare. But the number one issue, because this is the United Nations Dream Act of taking over America, which is allowing all these, which about 200 million will be part of that illegal immigration move.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and I encourage people to be involved. Basically, this is part of the effort to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Basically, they want a multilingual, multicultural society, which is why when you call one of our major corporations, which are part of what I call the Brotherhood, when you call one of our major corporations, what do they say? Do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Why? Because they wanted to have a multilingual society. They want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and down the line impoverish our people. God bless you. Keep up the great work. Thanks so much.
And okay, thanks. So tomorrow night at 100th and Grant, Thornton, Colorado.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Okay, well, Jerry, certainly, well, in your book, you make recommendations for investments. And I think this is so vitally important. And so I'm going to let you go into and mention those. But once again, we'll put out our telephone number, which is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But would you like to cover those recommendations that you make for investment? Because it's not simply invest everything in one thing, but it's diversify, diversify. Go right ahead.
Well, sure. Well, diversification is often misunderstood. I think many, including Warren Buffett, and I'm not recommending that Warren Buffett doesn't understand investing by any stretch of the imagination, but what he has said is that diversification is stupid. Why? Well, because it's only for people who don't really know how to invest. He says, put all your eggs in one basket and keep your eyes on that basket. Well, that sounds smart and cute, but in reality, there is one major component that he leaves out in that recommendation, and that is the rules of the game can change. Now, what are the rules of the game? Well, the rules of the game are the tax code. Washington creates the rules. They make it up literally as they go along with the tax code. So the rules can change at any time. You know, just ask people who were invested in gold right before the 1933 heist. that the United States did, or talk to people who were involved in a savings and loan right before the major crisis. I mean, all different kinds of things can happen. And so it's very important for us to keep ourselves hedged against government uncertainty. We don't know what they'll do. We don't know if they'll take away all the tax benefits from real estate. They could. And so we don't want to be over-leveraged. We don't know if they'll come and slap a 40% distribution tax on 401ks when you reach retirement because they have to pay for Medicare or Obamacare or whatever. We don't know what they'll do. We just don't know. So putting all of your money in one area is very, very unsound, and it's also unbiblical. The Bible is very obviously tells us to be diversified numerous times. As far as investments go, we believe that history tells us a lot. In previous crashes, let's just take the last major currency crisis that we had here in the United States. It wasn't a full-blown currency crisis, but we were certainly in a period of pretty big inflation. Gold rose by about 2,200%, while silver rose almost 5,000%. So we, you know, that's obviously two areas that do well in times of crisis. We also have put in the book what we call PACE. It's a real easy acronym for people to remember how to invest if they want to invest around these ideas of inflation, coming crisis. PACE stands for precious metals, which is the P. A stands for agriculture. C stands for commodities. And E stands for energy. Those are four areas that have historically outperformed during times of crises, as well as real estate. I know that sounds a bit absurd. Some people don't like the idea of real estate. They feel that all real estate may eventually lose its value. But you've even mentioned earlier in the show that you've been invested in real estate and that it's been part of the reason why you've been successful. I have the same story. I do like real estate. I think you have to be careful. I think you have to be careful where you invest. But for those who are trying to figure out what to do with a big pile of cash, if that's your big problem, real estate in many ways provides an interesting strategy. It provides you great tax benefits. But then if you lock in a mortgage at these very low rates, then at a fixed rate, not an adjustable rate, what you in essence are creating as a landlord is an inflation-protected income stream because you can always raise your rents in times of inflation. So I think that's one thing, Dr. Stan, that many people don't have. They get used by the corporations who use leverage against them, but they don't really use leverage themselves. We live in a very highly leveraged society. The answer, in my mind, is not to eliminate all leverage. That means that you're not going to make it. You have to understand leverage, and we talk about that in the book.
And we'll be back in a moment, 877-254-7524. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for our guest this morning, but we're moving into very, very difficult times, people must begin making preparations to look after themselves at this time. Now, what percentage of people's money should they be putting in gold and silver, and how should they hold it? I mean, who should they have holding that for them?
I think that it's important for people to actually hold their own physical metal. I believe it's an absolute imperative today to actually have some physical gold and physical silver. I think it's always been important to have that, but especially today in these tumultuous times. And personally, I'm not a financial advisor. I used to be. I don't give financial advice over the radio, and I wouldn't want anybody to take financial advice over the radio. That would be malpractice. But what I would say is that, the way I do it is I keep no more than 30%. That's my max. You know, some people may have a different threshold, but for me, 30% into any one thing is the absolute maximum. And I'm fairly close to that on precious metals. I'm particularly aggressive on silver. I'm very bullish on silver going forward. Gold will also outperform, I'm sure. But, I think the younger that you are, perhaps you might want to diversify closer to silver and less gold. And then, of course, the closer you are to retirement, then you might want to be more heavily focused on gold and a little less on silver. Silver is much more volatile, but the reward-risk ratio is much higher.
All right, fine. And then, of course, you mentioned having some of your money outside the country. Why would anybody want to do that?
Well, I'm not a really big fan of keeping money offshore. And the main reason is because most people don't even know what money they have in this country. Most people spend more time picking out a refrigerator than they do, planning their estate. So most people have no business, zero business, trying to take money and put it overseas. It's just it's a gamble, especially if some slick salesman is telling you why you should move it overseas. But I think if you have a very well diversified portfolio here in the United States and you want to investigate international opportunities, there are plenty. Real estate is certainly great. There are many different areas out there for investing in real estate. And I think international investing is a very important topic. But I think to be honest with you, I really believe it's much more advanced than most people give it credit for. I think most people are looking for a silver bullet, Dr. Stan. They're looking for something that's going to protect them completely from the chaos. And the only thing that will protect their money is diversification, and by making sure that they're not invested into any one particular area. The important reason for that is you have to remain nimble. The government comes after your money pretty hard. And so if you have it, as we mentioned earlier, all in one basket, you're making it easy. But if you have it spread out and diversified, it makes it much more difficult for them to, hammer your assets. That's why we always urge people to consider having two or three different bank accounts. And always make sure that your the banks that you're dealing with, make sure that they are, in good shape. And you can find that out online. Most people don't know that the FDIC is bankrupt. It has no money. It borrows money from the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve doesn't have money. It just prints it. So the FDIC is bankrupt. But I don't believe that they will ever allow the FDIC insurance to fail, because they can always just print money. It's much cheaper to print money than it is to lose the faith in the entire monetary system over not printing the money. So So they'll always choose to print money to bail themselves out. Eventually, it'll just not work anymore.
And I think it's important that people understand it's all a confidence game. It's all a matter of perception. You're supposed to believe that money has value, but these ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing behind the money other than your faith in your politicians and the stability of the federal government. And, of course, what they're doing is just printing more and more and more money. The Federal Reserve System is creating $85 billion a month and putting into the economy to keep it from collapsing. If they stop putting the money in, the system collapses. If they continue putting in the money in, they destroy the value of money. We're certainly in a sort of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah,
what
no doubt about it.
Would the advice be that you'd like to leave with our listeners? We've got about 2 minutes now before we have to let you go. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning?
Well, I think there's a lot of financial sense that people can pick up. But for those who are believers in your audience, which I would assume are a large majority, I would remind them the same thing that the Lord has reminded me over and over again, and that is that man cannot rule man. Man cannot rule man. He cannot do it. We have 6,000 years now of history that proves that man is incapable of ruling himself. And this explains so much when we think about that basic precept, that basic concept, that when God placed Adam and Eve into the garden, he did not place them there to rule over and dominate each other. He put them there to rule and dominate over the resources of the earth and the animals and the fish of the sea, but not each other. God was supposed to fill that role. So what we have for the last 6,000 years is man attempting to rule himself, and all it does is prove God's point, that we are not equipped to do that. He didn't design us to rule each other. He designed us to worship him and to have dominion over the earth, not other people. So we continue to see this failure after failure after failure of leadership. You must take your faith out of man. A man is going to fail. That's why we have consistent record of this all throughout history. So we would say man can't rule man, only God can do that job. So let's take our faith and trust and hope out of these governments. And instead, let's focus on the unshakable kingdom, and that is the kingdom of God. And we pray and long, just like Jesus said, we pray for his kingdom to come. We pray for his will to be done on earth as it already is in heaven. That's what we long for. And in the meantime, we need to be wise stewards with our finances and not listen to the mainstream media, but use wisdom, use biblical wisdom, and there's lots of it, and we put as much as we possibly can into that book, Bankruptcy of Our Nation. I think if they pick up a copy of that book, Dr. Stan, it'll be a great start for them taking control of their finances and getting a good handle on what's really happening in the world right now.
I agree with you. God bless. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our guest this morning, his book, Bankruptcy. I think it's an excellent book. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. We have to maintain our network of stations across America. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We're still doing our weekend program, although I think we'll be cutting back on that, but simply because of my age. But right now we're still doing that, and of course we need your help to maintain our network of stations across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to really understand what is going on behind the scenes and who these people are who are really running our country and making mockery out of the electoral process. Because President Obama is simply a figurehead. He does what he's told to do. It's not simply a coincidence that the National Security Advisor, whether it be General James Jones or Thomas Donilon, or now the current National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, all have come from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 87 members of the North American chapter. We are not ruled by the people. We go to the polls every 4 years and vote for the candidate of their choice. It's all a matter of perception. But they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. And, of course, that government will eventually be ruled by the Antichrist. Certainly, right now, as we certainly are moving into war with Syria, you need to understand the implications of an electromagnetic pulse attack. You need to get the 4CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, and the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, who spent 30 years with the Defense Department and is a frequent guest on our programs. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, if you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, that you'll listen to our radio programs, which are available there 24 hours a day. You can get 4 hours of live radio. My fifth hour is this hour we do in the morning here, which you can get from the American Freedom Network. But certainly you need to get the information. We're moving into perilous times. I'm really very concerned about the implications of the coming war with Syria. Because if you think that this is simply going to be like our war with Kuwait, where we were able to go in and kill a lot of people there in Kuwait as we defeated the Iraqi forces, or our war with Afghanistan, or our war with Iraq, I think you're sadly mistaken. All of these were engineered wars. You remember all those atrocity stories we heard to get us to justify going into Kuwait, like, oh, the American soldiers taking the Iraqi soldiers taking the little children out of the bassinets and throwing them on the ground and then bayoneting them, or General Colin Powell just lied to the American people about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. And Colin Powell went on the radio and lied to the American people, just like Obama went on the Jay Leno show and lied to the American people. We're not listening to your emails or reading your emails or listening to your telephone calls. We're not doing that. And he was lying. But I will tell you that lying about the coming war with Syria. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America, but pray for the Bible. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit